You're with SBS Radio.
I'm going to be with casting agents, directors, and myself as an actor. We've been invited down to have a discussion about diversity on screen. I've done work on screen for the last 18 years now. It's a good chance to talk about something that's been a bit of an elephant in the room when it comes to Australian television and film. It's the first time I've been asked to go down and discuss diversity on screen. I mean, as you know, I'm an Indigenous Aboriginal actress. I'm starting to do writing as well, and I'm actually writing a film for SA Film Corp at the moment, my first feature film. And most of it, as you can imagine, is Aboriginal orientated. So I'm trying to show where we come from as Aboriginal artists, the way we see the world. So having this discussion on diversity and having different races on TV and accepting us into mainstream Australia is what we'll be talking about. Thank God this conversation is coming up.
Yeah, why do you say it's the elephant in the room?
When I look at Neighbours and Home and Away and mainstream TV, we try to have these conversations with casting directors about diversity, and they'll always go back to, well, it's the producer and the director at the end of the day, it's their decision.
Yeah.
So having that conversation, having this conversation on such a big level is going to open up some cans of worms, I believe, in a great way. In a great way. We need to be talking about these things.
It seems that Indigenous stories are coming out and Indigenous actors are more and more prominent in the industry. Do you think
Absolutely. It's
not enough or more should be done?
Oh, at the end of the day, as an Aboriginal person in an Aboriginal country, I wake up and I see the breakfast program and there's no Indigenous anchors on that. I see the news programs, the mainstream Channel 10, 7 and 9, and there's no Indigenous news reporters. We are making a mark in the industry. We are getting there, but it's a shame that it's taken this long,
yeah.
To be honest. It's a shame that it's taken this long. I mean, our diversity on our screens, most of our characters are set back in the 1900s, and there's nothing wrong, absolutely nothing wrong with getting our stories out historically. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. The last year, I'd say I've been working on two sci-fi films. Now, as an Aboriginal actor, I haven't had that opportunity in the last 16 years. So being able to play someone on Mars with a space gun is pretty awesome.
Yes.
And it's a far cry from, you know, rubber-proof fence days.
Yes.
So I'd say we're getting there. There are a lot more Indigenous content out there, but I think we can push it a bit more further. I mean, this is an Aboriginal country. You know, we have ITV, but it'd be good to see mainstream Australia welcoming us just as much as, you know, our TV station.
Yeah, no, because besides NITV on TV, well, when you look at other channels, there's the great Stan Grant, who is an icon there.
Yes,
but,
Stan, yes, he's amazing.
Very few other leading figures that one could mention.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that was striking is, after almost 30 years of running, the most famous, the most popular, and the longest running Australian TV series, Neighbours, only featured an Indigenous actor after 29 years in 2014.
And that's my point right there.
Yeah.
It took 20 odd years to get an Indigenous person on that show. That's meant to be a representation of Australia's backyard. If I walk around the suburbs and stuff, even in the city, and there's plenty of Indigenous people living here. Like, we're not, we exist, we're here. So it'd be good to see that, and for my daughter to see that when she wakes up and watches mainstream TV, to see her own people up there. It's about empowering us as well. It gets complicated in there somewhere.
Yeah, because you ask, there's a question that you ask yourselves, is it simply about casting or does it go deeper than this? What's your answer to this question?
Well, me personally, there's been a form of control in Australia. I mean, we still sing the national anthem, and the national anthem at Advance Australia Fair was actually created strictly for white Australians.
Yeah.
The history of that song is quite racist. And they won't even let go of that.
Yeah.
You know, Australia won't let go of that traditionalism there.
Yeah.
And then you have Australia Day. You know, we want a day for all of us.
Yeah.
And they're fighting that as well. So little things like that, to me, is a form of control from the old government, the old traditionalist Australians, you know? That's how I see it. Mm. And if we start, they start letting us all over the TV and stuff, they might not like it.
Yeah.
Some people might not like that. But at the end of the day, it's about doing what's right. And if our people have given so many people that aren't Aboriginal a new start in life, a country to build and be safe in,
yeah,
why wouldn't they just show the same respect to us and let us do what we want in our country and be a part of what they've created? I think that's the best way I can put it. It's a form of control, and unfortunately, there are going to be people who don't want that. But for every person that doesn't want it, there's 20 other people that want to move forward. So that's where I see hope.
There's hope that change
hope
is possible.
There's hope change, and
coming,
exactly, yeah, and creating a new vibe in our country where everybody's accepted and we're respected as the traditional owners of this country. Like, there's nothing wrong with doing that.
Yeah.
It's just bringing everyone together.
I personally also come from a migrant background, and from an African background, to be precise.
Beautiful people, bro.
There's none on TV.
Yeah.
You don't see
and,
any...
And this is the other thing, you know. It doesn't just stem to Indigenous people. It stems to African people, you know, Indian people. There's Asian people. There's a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot that should be looked at, you know. And Indigenous cultures from all over the world that are here residing in Australia, we work together.
Yeah.
You know, we both have similarities in our culture, in our background, our family cultural beliefs. You know, we work together. We just need to crack that other area open of mainstream television and film, I think.
But the retort will be that just no candidates applying for the roles. There's no talent coming from the minorities that we're talking about here, including...
Oh, there is so much talent in our minority groups and Indigenous groups here in Adelaide and around Australia. There is so much talent. And I think... people just need to be brave enough to take that chance. They need to be brave enough to do something different and try a new outcome.
Yeah.
That's what I think it is. There's a fear there, and it's a questionable fear because there's nothing to be afraid of.
Yeah.
Moving forward together in this country, you know, we have to do it sooner or later, and we've got to do it together.
Yeah. But again, talking about we're talking about the situation here in Australia. There's a story,
yeah,
that was produced by SBS about a year and a bit ago. You know, there's a story about how Australian films about Indigenous stories, you know, really iconic films, when they're distributed on the international stage, there's a whitewashing of the characters, even the posters. They remove the Indigenous characters just to put maybe some landscapes or something else.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on as well. It's a difficult market because when people think of Australia, the first thing they think of is the landscape. Then they think about Aussie dinky dye. You know, wave the Australian flag, get your barbecues out and have a beer.
Yeah.
And that's far from, that's a certain percentage,
yeah,
of the culture here. There's so much more. And it's just people being brave enough to show that, I guess.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, people, be brave. Step into something new, try something different. You've only got one life. Let's just respect the hell out of each other and each other's culture and each other's talents and do it together.
Being in the media myself, and I don't see diversity, discussions I have around myself with family members and friends is sometimes you ask people, people say this kind of role is not for us, it's a white man's job, I cannot apply for it, I can't see myself in,
yeah,
the media. And so how can you encourage kids to follow, let's say yourself, your daughter, to follow in your footsteps if she doesn't see many people like her on screen or in the same roles?
Well, I would tell any child or any young person that wants to do that stuff, be brave and don't take no for an answer. Don't take no for an answer because, you know, there was a time when I first started and I didn't even have an agent, and I went to SA Film Corp's work, to the business every day for at least 2 years, and I banged on their door every day and said, do you have a role for me? Can I audition for something? And I didn't know how it worked at that point. Yeah. But they had seen me come in every day, and the lady at reception said, give me your number, love, and I'll give it to the casting agents, and you've been coming in every day. You know, I've watched them come in here, so give me your number. And from that, they ended up getting me a job in Bryce Courtney's Jessica that I won an AFI for. So persistence pays off, absolutely. But you've got to keep your strength in that and let them know you're determined.
Yeah.
Because nothing is scarier than someone who won't back down. And people will respect you for not giving up either.
Yeah.
And you don't, you know, the best motivation in the world is being an Indigenous artist. You get to be, you know, we're the oldest storytellers in the world, on the planet. Nothing would give me more motivation than being a representative for my people and carrying that on. So you find the strength in yourselves, young people, and you get out there and you put your heart and soul into it, and don't take no for an answer. You're going to get knocked back, but that's just a step closer to that door opening for you.
Just before I let you go, any message to put out there to the community?
I hope you all had a great NAIDOC week and you all travelled safe and you were home safe with your families. And because of all you beautiful, strong black women, all the women that have come before me, all the women now, and all the beautiful young sisters that are yet to be born, it's because of all of you that I can. And bless your souls, bless your hearts, and stand strong in your existence.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.